Today the world is guest in Imst, because the spirit of Imst is now universal. Every 5 years, representatives of the National SOS Children's Associations from more than 130 countries come to the General Assembly, a happy, colourful scene of goodwill. But Need Knows No Frontiers is worldwide. In post-war Korea, a little boy called Kim gave Herman Gmeiner a handful of rice, and Father Courage launched a new initiative. A further step towards the unique SOS Children's Village universe, now the world's largest private social organisation. Nearly 400 SOS Children's Villages and more than 1,100 subsidiary institutions for 250,000 children and young people, a triumph. But every village needs a foundation. The four Gmeiner principles: a mother, brothers and sisters, a house, a village. 10 to 15 family houses form an SOS Children's Village, 7 to 10 children per house. 4,000 SOS Children's Village mothers worldwide provide their charges with care and warmth. Vietnam in the 1970s. As a signal against the misery of the war, Herman Gmeiner had a whole SOS Children's Village shipped to Saigon. And as manager, he chose a man who was to continue his life's work for him, Helmut Kutin. Kutin himself, an SOS Children's Village child, lives by his motto, "Together we are not helpless." He showed how seriously he meant it when he stayed with his Children's Village family when Saigon was captured by the Viet Cong. There are now 9 SOS Children's Villages in Vietnam: Go Vap, Da Lat, Da Nang, Vinh. It is said that time heals all wounds. But Helmut Kutin and his many helpers have taken to heart what the writer Erich Kästner meant when he said, "Nothing is good unless you do it." And this principle has to be accepted by the national associations, who take on a great responsibility with these projects. Inauguration of the SOS Children's Village Lubango in Angola. Festive atmosphere, happy children, cordial reception. Every SOS Children's Village in the world is built in a style adapted to the conditions and traditions of the country concerned. But whether in Africa, Europe, Asia or Latin America, whether in the centre or the extreme fringes of this world, the basic thought behind the SOS Children's Villages remains the same. Everything for the well-being of the children. And neither race nor religion, neither the politics nor social attitudes of the government concerned are permitted to prejudice this principle. But the SOS Children's Villages have not only become models in most of the world's countries, they are also long-term aids. We have the obligation to create a permanently secure existence for the children of this world. This is our prime principle. A secure existence for all children. But this is all too frequently hindered by man's destructive inability to keep the peace. Sarajevo has become a bitter synonym for war. In the Bosnian capital, which had lost 65% of its houses, the SOS Children's Village work began with a kindergarten in the centre, run by specially trained staff whose task was to instill new hope in children who had suffered so badly in the war. An SOS Children's Village could not be built in Sarajevo until after the ceasefire. But now, still surrounded by destroyed buildings and mined areas, this home for 120 children is a symbol for the beginning of a hopefully better time. Warmth and security in a world that has become colder.